Brother Ed Johnson from the Wainwright Congregation will consider the fourth part of this symposium, Anticipate Future Kingdom Blessings, Complete Harmony with the Animals. Isn't it true that Jehovah created a vast array of animals with various characteristics, from tiny to massive? It's quite amazing. The interesting thing is, too, that even though these animals do not possess free will, they do reflect aspects of our grand designer's marvelous personality. For instance, we know that he likes music. Look at the songs of the birds. We also see that he's happy, loving, kind, powerful, and also playful. All of these things are reflected in animal creation. This fact is also mentioned as well in the Bible. Remember when we covered about the eagle? So the eagle in the nest, the mother bird will spread her wings out and protect her young from the sun or from the wind, just as Jehovah protects his faithful servants. So by observing intently the animals and learning about them, we can find great enjoyment and learn much more about our loving Creator as well. In fact, Jehovah said to Job, ask, please, the animals, and they will instruct you that the hand of Jehovah has done this thing. Interesting, a quote from a professor from Dalhousie University. He mentioned this. I just thought it was quite appropriate. He says, we are really fairly ignorant of the complexity and colorfulness of this amazing planet. Says, we need to expose more people to those wonders. It really makes you feel differently about this place we inhabit. And we say amen to that. The more we learn about Jehovah and his creation, the more it teaches us about him. So I want you to imagine for a moment, think of an animal or animals that you would like to be able to get to know or be with, but maybe because of circumstances aren't able to, or because you don't want to get your arm ripped off right now, that you'd like to be able to get to know. So just take a moment and think about that, and we'll consider that in a second. Now, the designs in creation also teach us practical lessons, many of which are still waiting to be discovered. We have a beautiful series in our Awake article dealing with, was it designed? Riddle me this. What is lighter than cotton, yet ounce for ounce is stronger than steel? Spider silk. Yeah. So a drag line, if it was enlarged to the size of a football field, could stop a jumbo jet in flight. That's amazing. In fact, biologists have stated it's humbling to realize that a lot of very smart people are trying to replicate what spiders in our basements can do naturally. So in the new world, it will be faithful mankind's pleasure to exercise loving dominion over these marvels of creation and to learn from observing them forever. In fact, Ecclesiastes brings out that he has made everything beautiful and mankind will never find out the work of the true God has made. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 to 9, please. And notice what it brings out here. Isaiah chapter 11, and verses 6 to 9. It says, the wolf will reside for a while with the lamb, and the young goat and the leopard will lie down. The calf and the lion and the fattened animal will all be together. And a little boy will lead them. The cow and the bear will feed together, and their young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like the bull. The nursing child will play over the lair of a cobra, and a weaned child will put his hand over the den of a poisonous snake. They will not cause any harm or any ruin in all my holy mountain, because the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters are covering the sea. So just think of that, the harmony and peace that the animals will enjoy. And in fact, when we think back to the time of Noah and his family, when they left the ark, Jehovah put fear of man in the animals. Can he not as well reverse this? So when might we meditate on this future kingdom blessing? Note the following demonstration in which an elder is reflecting on this with a youth after a congregation meeting.
John, I'm really glad to hear that things are going well with you and your biology class, and you've been able to witness to some of your classmates. You know, talking about Jehovah's creation is an excellent way to teach people about Jehovah's love for mankind.
Well, it wasn't as hard as I thought it'd be, Brother Olveson. The articles in the last page of the Awake called Was It Designed made it really easy to start conversations.
You know, every time I see those articles, I can't help think about our video, The Marvels of Creation Reveal God's Glory.
Really? Why is that?
Well, in that video, it has a scene depicting the new world, and it shows someone petting a lion. I can't wait to find out all there is to know about Jehovah's creation and the animals for our enjoyment.
Yeah, that will be cool.
Well, what animals do you look forward to playing with in the new world?
Tigers.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Why is that?
Because today, I wouldn't even think about getting close to one of those big cats, unless it was in a zoo and there was no way for it to eat me. But in the new world, I'll be able to run my hand through its fur without worrying about losing one of my fingers.
I see what you mean. Being able to play with a tiger without being afraid, that would be amazing.
What about you, Brother Olveson? Which animal do you look forward to playing with?
Well, we'd have to travel some distance to see these animals. But I would love to play with a gorilla. And maybe, at the same time, we can beat our chests at the same time in fun.
I love it.
We have much to look forward to in the new world when harmony with the animals is restored. What about the animals that have become extinct? Will these be recreated, introduced into the new world perhaps after God's seventh day of rest comes to a close? The Bible doesn't say. We'll have to wait and Jehovah will reveal it in His time. But you see, if Jehovah desires to restore these animals that have become extinct on the earth, He could do so in His due time. You see, throughout all eternity, we will learn more about Jehovah through His creation. The more we learn about Him, the more profound our awe will become. And in fact, the closer we will draw to our grand Creator. One thing is certain, that we will not have to worry about being able to touch the mane of a furry lion and have injury done to us. We won't have to worry about anything happening when we stroke this striped coat of a tiger. Or sleep in the woods anywhere and the earth and not be in fear. What a wonderful time to look forward to. Notice how this is brought out for us in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 25. So Ezekiel 34 and verse 25, it reads, "And I will make a covenant of peace with them, and I will rid the land of vicious wild beasts, so that they may dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the forests." What a wonderful promise. So look at the picture behind us. I've been enjoying this for the last couple of days. Have you pictured yourself there? So I mentioned to you, think about some of the animals that you would like to be able to enjoy. Can you picture yourself there enjoying spending time with them? That is what Jehovah has promised. So such blessings will be enjoyed earth-wide, and they will last forever. As humans exercise loving dominion over Jehovah's gracious gift to them, the animal creation.